This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Former President Donald Trump survived an attempt on his life at a campaign rally on Saturday evening. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington on the deadly shooting in Pennsylvania.
The former president, seeking to return to the White House, said he knew immediately something was wrong as he heard a whizzing sound and felt the bullet ripping through the skin. The Secret Service, whose agents surrounded Trump and rushed him off the stage, says the attempted assassin, who fired multiple shots from an elevated position outside of the rally venue, was shot and killed by its personnel. It confirms one spectator was killed and two others were critically injured. President Joe Biden says together the nation must condemn what happened.
The idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate.
Three former U.S. presidents, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and Barack Obama, as well as numerous world leaders, also condemned the attack and expressed relief that Trump was not seriously hurt. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Republican and Democratic leaders, past and present, expressing shock following the news that gunfire had broken out during the rally with Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, and relief that the former president had survived the attack. Notable officials include former presidents George W. Bush and Barack Obama, praising the fast action of the Secret Service and expressing gratitude that the presumptive Republican presidential nominee appeared to be okay. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, whose husband was attacked in 2022, says, "I know firsthand that political violence of any kind has no place in our society." For pictures, video, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit VOA.